We're beginning the second perek, Tes Amud Aleph. Mishnah says, suppose a person says, Haruni Nozer min Agrut. A person says, I'll be a Nozer from dried figs. Now, Nozer is not also in dried figs. He's also in grape products. Or min Advela. He says, I'm a Nozer from dates. So what happens? Beshamai says he's a regular Nozer, meaning that he's also in the regular things of Nazirus. Whether he's going to be also in dates or figs as well, that we're going to see in the Gemara. But Beshamai says he's a regular full-fledged Nozer and is also in grapes and wine and so on and so forth. Or Beshamai ain't a Nozer. Beshamai says he's Bechlal, not a Nozer. Exactly that. There's no such thing as a Nozer from those kinds of things. If he had said just Harini Nozer, we learned in the previous parak actually that a person says Harini Nozer only from one of the things that a Nozer is also in. He says, let's say I'm a Nozer only from grape seeds. Then the halacha is he's also in everything. And the reason is because grape seeds at least are something that a Nozer is also in. But here, where he's mentioning something that a Nozer is b'chlal not also in, then therefore we can't. So therefore, he's not also in any of the things that a Nozer is also in because he didn't. He mentioned something else entirely. Tosfos learns actually that he wouldn't even, according to the Tanakhama, he wouldn't even be also not only he wouldn't be also in the things of a Nozer, he wouldn't be also in figs or dates either, because he would be also only if he expressed it in the Lashon of a Neder, and here he didn't. He said a Nozer min Advela, which in other words, as the Gemara is going to say, is not really a meaningful statement. We'll see in the Gemara we're going to analyze in the Gemara in detail this Machlokas Bishama Vesilo. The Rambam, on the other hand, paskins that he is, in fact, also in them as a neder, just not as a nazir. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, after Amar Beshamai, and Rabbi Yehuda says, you should know, even when Beshamai is saying that he's a nazir, loy amru ela ba'omer harein alai korban, we're really only talking about where he says the neder, when he uses the expression, they are like a korban to me. So in other words, he says Harini Nozer min Agrogris, and then he explains to us, then we ask him, what do you mean by that? Don't you know that a Nozer is not also in figs and grapes? And he tells us what I meant was Harein alai korban, that they should be also to me like a korban. So then Beshamai would say that is neder, so then Beshamai is neder is chal, because after all, he explained that that's what he meant. But in other words, Rabbi Yehuda is saying even Beshamai wouldn't make him a Nozer. Because you can't say that he was a Nozer if a Nozer is not also in these things. And again, in the Gemara, we're going to analyze Beshamai's opinion in some detail. So the Gemara asks, let's start. Harini Nozer min Agrogris min Advela, Beshamai min Nozer. The question is, v'amai? Why would Beshamai say that he's a Nozer? Mikorila sheyosim egefen ayayin, Om Rachmana. The pasuk says that a nozer is also in anything that comes from a grapevine, and obviously figs and dates don't. So why is a, so? Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is easy enough to understand. Rabbi Yehuda is understanding Beshamai to say that in fact he clarifies it afterwards and says that he meant a neder, so he's also in a neder. But why would the Tanakhama's version of Beshamai have him become a nozer when there's no such kind of nozer? By the way, Tosfos points out, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could say the word nozir, Rabbi Yehuda can interpret the word nozir to actually mean just separated from. Literally, the word nozir means to be separated from. That's why nozir is called that, to be separated from regular society by the various things that he's doing, by not cutting his hair and not drinking wine and so forth. So here, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that the word nozir itself is, it amounts to saying, I am going to be separated from greatness. But according to the Tanakhama's version of Beshamai, why? The answer is Beshamai Sabri Lo K'Rab Meir. The answer is that Beshamai holds like Reb Meir de Omar, where he says in a different context, Ein Odom Motzi Dvorav L'Batola. A person doesn't just say something completely meaningless. You have like this. We know the Torah tells us the concept of Erchin. In Parashas Bechukosai, you have a section over there that that describes a person says, I pledge my Erech to the Beis Hamikdash, or I pledge the Erech of so-and-so to the Beis Hamikdash. We look up in the table over there in the Torah, based on age and based on gender, and he pays the appropriate amount. If he's a man between 20 and 60 years old, he pays 50 shekel. A woman of those ages, 30 shekel. Of a young man between 5 and 20 years old is 20 shekel, et cetera, all the various values that it says there. Now, what would happen? Now, you also have a concept in Kodshim, besides for Erchin, which we just said is a fixed amount based on the person's age and gender, you also have something called Domin, which is the actual market value of the person or the thing. If a person were to say that I pledge my domim to the Beis Hamikdash, then we're going to have to figure out how much is he actually worth if we were to sell him as a slave, let's say. So now, what happens then? You have the case where a person says, I pledge the erech of this keli. Now, there's no such thing. Keli doesn't have an erech, only a person has an erech. So what happens? Reb Meir says he still has to pay the domim of the keli, because since he knows there's no such thing as an erech for a keli, he can't have just said something completely meaningless. He must mean the domim of the keli, and he just expressed it inexactly. So the same way, Beis Shammai would say that a person knows there's no such thing as being a nazir from dried figs. So therefore, when he says I'm a nazir, minagrogus, really what he means, we have to reinterpret what he's saying to mean I'm a regular nazir. So that would be Beis Shammai, or Beis Hillel, Sabri lo k'Rav Yosi. On the other hand, Beis Hillel holds like Rav Yosi, also in a different context, Da'amah b'gmar dvar of Adam Nitpas, where he says that we grab a person according to the last thing that he said, and then behind neder pischa imayhu, and therefore what we have over here in effect is a neder with a pesach together with it right away. Rav Yossi's statement comes up. We've had it here and there. We had it. We had it in Nedarim, I think. We may have had it in Ksubas as well. Anyway, you have a case where a person. We know the Torah says the concept of a tmura, that if you exchange an animal of kodshim, an animal of a korban, for another animal, you're not allowed to do it. If you do a hayohu tmurasa yekodesh, both of them now have the kedusha of the korban. What would happen if a person said that this person has an animal for an ola, another animal for a shlomim, and now he says, I want this third animal to be a tmura for the ola, a tmura for the shlomim. So what is it? Do we say that he said it's a tmura for the ola and then he can't change it and therefore it just has the kedusha of an ola? Or do we say that we have to look at all of what he said? Rabbi Yossi says we have to look at all of what he said. So therefore the result, you can't bring an animal half ola, half shlomim. So the result is going to be, we have to wait until it develops a mum, then he sells it and uses half the money for an ola, half the money for a shlomim. The point being, in other words, that here also Beis Hillel is going to say, what we do is we have to look at his entire statement. He said, "Hayuni nazir min agrogris." There's no such thing as a nazir from grogris. So he said, "Hayuni nazir." What it means is, in effect, he changed his mind. Toch kedei dibur, having said "Hayuni nazir," he's changing his mind and saying that, you know what, I want it to be only from grogris. So that's the Gemara is calling it neder pischa imay, a neder together with a pesach with it, meaning like almost as soon as he made the neder, he realized that he shouldn't have said that, and he's trying to change his mind, and therefore he's changing his mind by saying mina grogris. So it wouldn't be chal. Tosfos has a long discussion over here about, I mean, the fact is, Rabbi Yossi is saying you have to look at his entire lashon. Over there, you're saying the animal's half oila, half shlomim. Why all of a sudden over here are we saying that we just focus on the second thing that he said, the mina grogris, and allowing it to completely override what he said to begin with? How do you know it? And Tosfos explains, because the difference is that here in the case of the Tmura, the two things don't contradict each other. An animal can have half Kedusha of Oila and half Kedusha of Shlomim. Forget about Tmura, for example. A person could conceivably say, you can have, let's say, two partners own an animal, and one of them makes his half Oila and the other one makes his half Shlomim. And again, the din would be the animal is half Oila, half Shlomim, and you have to wait till it develops a mum and sell it and so on and so forth. You can't check that as an ola because half of it is shlomim and vice versa, right? But over there, they don't contradict each other. Therefore, both of them can be chal. Here, the fact is they contradict each other. When he says mina grogris, there's no such thing as a nozer from grogris.
But I was thinking when you mentioned that, that we learned previously with all the weird expressions that people made, that at least here is saying the word I should be
a nozir. It's so true.
It should have some type of effect.
So Tosfos actually mentions an interesting other point from the Tosefta. Tosfos says that actually Tosfos quotes the Tosefta as bringing a different explanation for the machlokas b'shama b'silah. Namely, we learned in the first perek about kinuyim, about you have the various words that a person could use instead of nozir. For example, you could say nozik or noziach or whatever. The Tosefta says, now what about kinuye kinuyim? What about a kinuy of a kinuy? So in other words, you have like a different word that you use instead. You have a word that you use instead of one of these kinuyim, which in turn itself is a substitute for the word nozir. Would that work? Now the Tosefta brings that there are places where they use the word tirosh to refer to dates. Tirosh means wine. You have all over the Torah, dog and tirosh for yitzah, grain, wine, and oil that you have to take maaser from, and you have many other dinim that apply to. So therefore, in effect, saying dvela, saying that I'm a nozer from dates, is in effect a kinuye kinuyin, because it's a kinuy for the word tirosh, and the word tirosh in turn is another word for wine. So therefore, that's why Beshama is going to hold he's a Nazir and Beshilo would not. Now, on the face of it, that only explains Dvela. That doesn't seem to explain Grogris, unless there are places where they use the word unless you can say that Grogris and Dvela kind of tend to go together. And I mean, they're not. They're figs and dates. They're not related fruit, but still, I mean, you know, people, I guess, tend to think of them together. They're both sweet fruits from the Shiva Saminim that people dry, and so who knows? Anyway, so the Tosefta actually learns that way, but our Gemara is not learning that way. Our Gemara is not learning that even Beshamai would hold that kinuye kinuyim are good. So we have to find something in the actual wording he used that would make that would imply that he's a nozer or not. Tosfos also goes on to point out that why does the Gemara have to bring in Rabbi Yosi? Why don't we just say, listen, okay, Rav Meir says Einon Amotzi Dvar of Avatala. The other Chachamim disagree with him. In the case of Erech Kli Olai, where he says the Erech of this Keli, and we said Rav Meir says a person doesn't just make a meaningless statement, and therefore we have to reinterpret Erech to mean Domim. Why don't the Gemara just say, okay, Bissil holds like a Chachamim who disagree with that? The reason is, Tosfos says, because after all, the Gemara would rather not have to say that Rav Meir is only like Bis Shammai. The halacha is going to be like Basil over Beshamai. Rav Meir is already a later generation. Why should we have to say that his statement is only according to Beshamai, which is going to be invalid the halacha? Rather try to find a way that that Rav Meir's opinion can work according to Basil as well, and vice versa. Tosfos points out the difference is that it's true there's no erech for a keli, but at least there is domim for a keli. So you can say at least the person intends to give something to the bismikdash. He just expressed it inexactly. He used the word erech when he should have used the word domim. By a person, both of those have a meaning. The word erech has a meaning. The word domim has a meaning. And the fact is, when it comes to ultimately, when you pledge an erech to the bismikdash, ultimately you're paying the bismikdash money. So therefore, it's an easy mistake to make that you think of erech and domim as being kind of synonymous.
So yeah, but can you do an erech for a keli?
That's the thing, because only a person has an erech. So that's why the Chachamim are saying over there that we just ignore what he says. He doesn't pay anything at all. Rav Meir says he has to pay the domim. So now Rav Meir is going to say, you know, it's not just Einon Amotzi Dvar of Avatala. The fact is, there is a certain meaning that we can assign to his words. We can say that it's easy enough to confuse Erech and Domim, and he forgot that a Keli doesn't have an Erech, only Domim, because after all, a person has both, and ultimately with both of them, you're paying money to the Bis Mikdash. But when it comes to Grogris, no such thing as Nezirus by Grogris either. So therefore, we're saying that Beshamai is going to Beshamai is going to take Rav Meir's logic and extend it further. They're going to say even, but not only would we say by Erech Kli, but even by Nozim and Agrogris, where there's less reason to assign a meaning to what he says, nevertheless, we're going to assign a meaning and take this idea of Einon Amotzi Dvar of Avatala and take it a little further and say, therefore, that he's a Nozim and we have to ignore the words Grogris at all.
So we're going against the statement that we say that you go lekula.
So we do say suffik nezirus lekula, but what Beis Shammai is saying over here is not a suffik nezirus. According to the point of Beis Shammai, we have over here vada nezirus. Anyway, so again, Beis Shammai is going like the Meir. Beis Hillel then is saying that Rabbi Yossi says the gemar dvarim adam nitpas, and in effect you have neder or pischay imayhu. You have over here in effect a neder that comes with a built-in pesach. Because as soon as he said the neder, how he knows it, he immediately kind of regrets it and is saying. And is saying that in order to weaken what he just said. So in fact there is discussion among Achronim about this whole point. Well, actually, let's talk about it soon when we talk about Sheila B'chacham. So the Gemara asks him, is Shammai Nami Neder Pischayhu? Neder or Pischayhu Imayhu? Nu, according to Beis Shammai, why shouldn't we say the same thing? The fact is, yes, he said Ahani Nazir, but he immediately regrets it. Why does Beis Shammai not accept that principle? Ella, no. So we have to answer a little differently. Beis Shammai sabri lo k'rab Meir, yeah, as we said, Beis Shammai holds like a mayor, d'omer enom n'moitzi dvorov v'atala, but now we have to expand on that. V'kiven d'omer ha'ini nozer havalei nozer. The moment Beis Shammai is going to say, the moment he says ha'ini nozer, then or because he said ha'ini nozer, we pause over there and we say nozer. Ki ka'omer min ha'grogris min ha'dvela. When he says now, I want to be a nozer from figs or from dates, it means it's shuli hu dekaosi. In effect, what he's trying to do is to be matur neder. Now, it shuli really means to ask a chacham to be matur neder. Tosfos points out that loshen is not really exact. It means that he's regretting what he's saying as if like he's going to a chacham and saying, I have charota and I want to be matur neder. Now, Beis Shammai, the Tamayu, Dami Ein She'el of a Hekdesh. Now, Beis Shammai goes according to their own Svara, which we learn later on in the Masechta, that they say, we learned it in Dorim as well, that they say there is no She'elah when it comes to Hekdesh. When it comes to you declared something Hekdesh, then Beis Shammai is saying you cannot be Matur Neder on it afterwards. Well, then, in that case, then there's no way for him to be regretting his Neder or to be Matur Neder. Later on in the Masech, this expression ein she'elo l'nezirus, the Masoros HaShas refers us to, we had something about it in Nedarim. What we are going to have later on, now over here, what it is he becoming a nazir is considered a kind of hekdesh because he's making his hair holy. Kodesh here, gadol pera sa'roshay, the hair that he grows on his head becomes kodesh. In effect, we even have later on in the Masechta, when we talk about the end of the nazir's term, we say he takes the hair and burns it under the pot where he brings his korban. So therefore, Beis Shammai is saying that you can't do that. So later on in the Masechta, we're going to learn a concept called hektish betos, where a person not so much where a person made a neder and now regrets it, but where to begin with there was a mistake involved. He intended to make something else hektish, and he made this thing hektish. So we're going to have later on in the Masechta a machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about that, where Beis Shammai holds that still hektish tos is hektish. So now that means there's no charota for it either, because to have charota, to be matur neder, would be in effect to say that it was done by mistake. So Beis Shammai is saying, even if we're going to say, fine, even if you're going to say Beis Hillel, that he said ha'ini nozer and he immediately regrets and says mina grogris, doesn't matter, you can't regret hekdesh. So Tosfos asks, actually, so in that case, why does the Gemara have to go into such a long arichos? Let the Gemara just say, Beis Shammai hold, why does the Gemara have to repeat the fact that Beis Shammai is going like Reb Meir? Let the Gemara just say, flat out, Beis Shammai holds that Beis Shammai holds in She'el of a Hekdesh. And the answer is that the Gemara thought that maybe what we are in fact changing our mind. Maybe in fact, you know, we asked that we said we started by saying Beis Shammai is going like a mayor, but then we asked, but the fact is still, why don't they agree with Beis Hillel and say that he changed his mind? And therefore, the Gemara is reiterating that no, in fact, it is true that they hold like a mayor. But what we're saying is, in other words, that Einan Amotzi Dvar of Latala means, therefore, when he said Harini Nazir for a second, for a fraction of a second over there, we have a Nazirus that's Chal. Now you want to say he's undoing it, too late. Ein Sheila Beheklish. So even though it's Tosh Kedei Dibur, it still doesn't work. So Achronim, in fact, talk about this whole business. It comes out that when you have something that you can't matter neder on, then you can't do Tosh Kedei Dibur. So in the Dorim, we talk about Tosh Kedei Dibur, why, what the mechanism is, why retracting something Tosh Kedei Dibur is effective. And we said there are a few rare things where it's not. We learned over there that, for example, Mavorech Has Hashem, Kiddushin, Gerushin, there's a number of things that we said over there Gerushin is a get, yeah. There's a number of things where we're retracting Tosh Kedei Dibur is not effective, and you have the Ran over there explained, because these are very serious things that a person puts some thought into before he says, and therefore even Tosh Kedei Dibur doesn't help. So here what the Gemara is saying is, so the Ketzos actually explains that what you say when you change something, the Tosh Kedei Dibur, it amounts to saying that what I said before was a mistake. Well, if this Shammai holds that you can't say that there's a mistake on a Hekdesh, therefore automatically they're saying that you can't retract it, the Tosh Kedei Dibur. On the other hand, if you follow Bis Hillel and says that, then say that there is such a thing as that Hekdesh Batos, you do have a valid point, you do have a valid claim that this was a mistake, that I shouldn't have said this neder, then sure, you can retract it, Tosh Kedei Dibur, just like most things, like you said over there, that don't involve serious thought ahead of time. So Kedushin, Gerushin, Mevorech Has Hashem all involve serious thought, but this not.
Everyone agrees that Al Nazirus, it should be okay to be Mater Tosh Kedei Dibur.
So that's the thing. But Shammai is holding that Nazirus itself is a type of Hekdesh, and therefore there's no retracting it, even Tosh Kedei Dibur.
If it wasn't Hekdesh, then it would be fine.
Then Bepashtus, they would say it's fine. They're only saying Hekdesh Patos is Hekdesh, or Ein Sheila Behekdesh. So yeah. Only because we're considering Nazirus to be a type of Hekdesh. There are, by the way, some of the Mephoshim who talk about another reason why you might say that Nazirus is considered a type of Hekdesh is because at the end of his Nazirus, he has to bring Korbanus. So implicitly, by saying I'm a Nazir, he's also pledged that eventually he's going to bring a Chatas and Ola and a Chatas and Ola and a Shlomim, which are words, so therefore that also amounts to Hekdesh, kind of.
The actual Higgets gets burnt on Mizbeah.
The what? The hair doesn't get burnt on the Mizbeach. It gets burnt under the pot where he's cooking the shlomim. We're going to learn about it later on in the sefer. We're going to get into the procedure of the you have the Ezras Nashim over there. You have the four chambers and the corners of the Ezras Nashim. One of them is called Lishkas HaNazirim, and that's where the Nazir would shave his hair, and that's where he would cook his shlomim and put the hair under the pot. We're going to learn about it in probably the sixth or seventh parak, I think, of Or Masechta. Okay, going on with the Gemara, Obis Hillel Sabri Kedab Shimon. The kibin de ain sheila behekdesh ain sheila benazirus. So since Beis Shammai says you can't be matur neder when it comes to hekdesh, therefore you can't be matur neder when it comes to nazirus either. Because again, nazirus is in effect a type of hekdesh. Whether you're saying because he's making his hair kodesh, whether you're saying because he's pledging himself to korbanus, whatever it is, the point is Beis Shammai is saying that there's no matur neder when it comes to nazir. So therefore, even if we're going to say So therefore, that's what Tosfos is saying. You need both things that the Gemara has said so far. You need to be saying that Beis Shammai agrees with Reb Meir, that Einan Amotzi Dvaro V'Batala. Otherwise, if we didn't say that, then you wouldn't have a statement of Nazirus here B'chlal, because you would say it's contradicted by saying Menagrogris. So therefore, we have to use Reb Meir's opinion in order to establish that for a moment, for a fraction of a second over there, we have a Nazirus. Now you want to say he changed his mind in the same Menagrogris, and Beis Shammai is saying, too late. That's why you need both. In other words, that's why we can't just say that the Gemara is saying in she'ela behekdesh, because what hekdesh? If you said like the Chachamim against Reb Meir that Odom Motzi Dvarav Latala, or if you said like Reb Yosi that Bigmar Dvarav Odom Nitpas, you have to look at the entire statement, then you have no Nazirus here in the first place. There's nothing for Beis Shammai to say that you can't be Matan Eder on. And if you didn't have Beis Shammai's own opinion of Ein Sheila Behekdesh, fine, you have a Nazirus over here, but he's regretting it. So what do you want from him? You need both of those things to work in tandem in order to understand Beis Shammai's opinion. Meanwhile, Beis Hillel, Sabri Kedab Shimon, Beis Hillel holds like Reb Shimon, in a machloikas that we're going to talk about in Omid Beis, the Tnan. Now you have a case like this. Suppose a person makes a neder and says, "I'm going to bring a mincha from barley flour." Now there's no such thing. A regular mincha that a person brings is always from wheat flour. So now, is he chayev to bring any kind of mincha? So you have the Tanakama there says that he has to bring a mincha from wheat flour. In other words, again, he said harei alai mincha, then we obligate him to bring a mincha. And when he said minas sa'odim, we ignore that part because there's no such thing as a mincha from barley. He made a mistake, in effect, but still, Reb Shimon poter, but the Mishnah continues over there, that Reb Shimon says he's completely poter. Because he did not make the nedava in the usual way that people do. He didn't make a nedava of something that is Rory to bring. So the same thing over here. Vishil is going to say, yes, he said Ha'ini Nazir, but it doesn't mean like the Shammai. So they're saying, Vishammai, you're parsing it out to say he wanted to be a Nazir, but then he changed his mind and decided Minagrogris. Now we'll say that was actually in the first answer of the Gemara. We were saying that. So now, the Gemara is changing its mind on that because, again, we ask that if that was the reason, if it's that Bishamai holds like a mayor and Basil holds like a Yossi, the problem was, well, why doesn't the problem was, well, why shouldn't Bishamai allow him to retract his neder? So now we're answering that. No, we said Bishamai says you can't retract your neder. Bishil, meanwhile, is saying that it's not even that he wanted to accept his Nazirus and now he's changing his mind. To begin with, he had in mind all along as one statement that I want to be a nozim in a grogris, and there's no such thing as a nozim in a grogris, just as there's no minchas nedava out of flour, out of barley flour, and therefore the result is there's no nezirus here at all. Following Reb Shimon's opinion. Which, again, Tosfos asks, so okay, and the Gemara could have just said more simply, the Basil holds that you're able to be matu neder on Hekish. The answer is because the Gemara wants to establish that according to Beis Hillel, not only he shouldn't become a Nazir, but we don't want him to be also in the figs either. He did say, after all, how many Nazir men are grogris? So fine, we're going to say he won't be a Nazir, but why shouldn't he be a Nazir? Why shouldn't it be at least that he has a neder on figs, that he's not going to eat figs? And therefore, we're answering that Beis Hillel is following the logic of Reb Shimon, who says that lo yisnadiv keder haminadvin, and the fact is, the same thing over here, he didn't make a proper neder, because if he did, he would have said the usual loshen of a neder. He would have said koinam, or some other loshen equivalent to that, from figs, rather than saying a Nazir, which, okay, you know, we said before, Tosfos says, before the word nazir can mean separated, but it's not that's not the usual way of expressing it. Okay. So the Gemara says masnisin deloiki haitana. Now our Mishnah does not follow the opinion of the following Tana. Now so far what we said is that so far what we say in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai had said that when he says harini nazir mina grogris, Beis Shammai is saying he's a nazir, Beis Hillel is saying he's not, and then we had Reb Yehuda's understanding of Beis Shammai that Beis Shammai does even Beis Shammai does not mean that he's a nazir, but rather Beis Shammai holds that he's made a neder from grogris. The same logic that we just said, the word nazir can conceivably mean that he's separated from grogris. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda understands Beis Shammai that way. So now we're going to have...
But Shammai is saying that here comes another.
No, that's the thing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying he only is also in figs as a neder. Even Rabbi Yehuda is saying, even Beis Shammai is not going to make him a nazir under these circumstances. So Rabbi Yehuda would disagree with the whole explanation we brought so far of Beis Shammai. He would say basically that either we don't hold like a mayor, we say Adam Motzi Dvarav Vatala, or we go according to the last Lashon, Bigmar Dvarav Anam Nitmas, whatever the case, it's not a matter of that he made a neder of Nazirus and now he wants to change his mind, but rather there was no neder of Nazirus here in the first place. All there is a regular neder. Kinner, kind of, or yad maybe, whatever, yeah. Okay, so the Gemara says, Masnissin deloiki haitana. Now, our Mishnah, therefore, is not following the following Tana because we have a Braisa that tells us another version of Bishama and Bishamal's Machloikas. So the Tanya, Rav Nosson Omer, that Beis Shammai Omrim, Nodur Vin Nazir, Reb Nosson says that Beis Shammai is saying you have both. He's also in them as a neder and and he's a nozer. Now, not really and actually. So the Mefarish understands it that way, and so does the Tosfos Rid, that it means that it's both. He's also in them with a neder as well as he is a nozer. On the other hand, the Rosh understands it to mean that it's one or the other. We ask him, "What did you mean?" And we go according to that. If he says that he meant to make them also as a korban, then he's also in them and as a neder. And if he didn't say anything, then it means that he's a nozer. Or Beshil Oimim Nodur Ve'en Nozer. Beshil would say that there's only a neder and not a nozer. So Rav Nosson's version of Beshil is similar to Rav Yehuda's version Rav Nosson's version of Beis Hillel was similar to Rav Yehuda's version of Beis Shammai in the Mishnah. Yeah, but Rav Nosson's version of Beis Shammai is nothing like what we've said so far, because so far all we've been saying that Beis Shammai makes him an actual nozer, and Rav Nosson is going to say it depends, according to the Rosh, it depends, or according to the Mefarish and the Tosfos Rid, that it's both, which we didn't have in the Mishnah so far. So now let's understand Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel according to that version. We would say Beis Shammai sabri lachir meir v'chir rabbi Yehuda. We would say that Beis Shammai holds like a combination of the opinions of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. They hold like Rabbi Meir that Eidon Amotzi Dvarav Vatala. So therefore, we have to assume that he meant a full-fledged Nazirus. Therefore, he's a Nazir. And also, Rabbi Yehuda, and also like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that he really meant that the figs should be also to him as a korban, and therefore the result is that we have a neder on figs as well. Actually, you have one of the mafoshim that you find in the back of the Gemara on Nozir is called Urach Mishur. Nozir being not a very easy masechta. There's this perush written by an Achron named Urach Mishur, where he goes in and delves in great detail into things in Nozir and explains a lot of things that were incomprehensible before that. So he points out over here maybe what the Gemara really means. Maybe it's not Rabbi Yehuda, but rather we mean to say Rabbi Yosi. Maybe the proper Girsa in the Gemara is supposed to be Rabbi Yosi. That we say, Beis Shammai would be holding, according to Rav Nosson, like a combination of Rav Meir and Rav Yosi. Rav Meir that says, Einon Amotzi Dvarav Batala. Rav Yosi that says, Begmar Dvarav Adam Nikbas. The fact is, he says, Minagrogris. So therefore, we have to do something with those words, Minagrogris. And the result would be that he has a neder on Grogris as well. Beis Hillel Sabri Lachir Rav Yosi, whereas Beis Hillel holds exclusively like Rav Yosi, that we say Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nikbas, and he said Minag Grogris, so therefore it just means that there's a neder on Grogris, and that's it.
You hold the second half only.
So they would hold the same. In effect, they would be holding the second half only. Bigmar Dvarav Adam Nikbas. Again, like Tosfos said on Amud Aleph, it's one thing when the two halves don't contradict each other, then Rabbi Yosi would say that you go according to both. But here the word Nozir and the word Grogris contradict each other, because no such thing as a Nozir from Grogris. And therefore, according to Rav Nosson's version of Beis Hillel, we're going to say that he means that he's also in Grogris as a neder, and that's that. He doesn't have to bring karbanos. It just means that if he's over and eats those figs, he's going to be chayev malchus. That's one version. Lishna achrina. Then we have, as if this wasn't complicated enough already, another lashon of Rav Nosson's braisa is lishna achrina amilo. They say another lashon of Rav Nosson's braisa. Rav Nosson omer Beis Shammai omim nodru ve'enei nozir. That Rav Nosson says that Beis Shammai would say that there's only a neder and not nozir, which means in effect that Rav Nosson would be saying like Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah, or Beis Hillel Oimim loy nodur v'loy nozir. Beis Hillel would say there's neither a neder nor nozirus, meaning that would be more like the Tanakhama in our Mishnah. So actually the Mefarish explains earlier that Rav Nosson would say exactly the opposite of the Tanakhama in Beis Shammai's opinion. The Tanakhama had said that Beis Shammai would say that he's a nozer and not there's a neder, and here Rav Nosson is saying that the opposite. Beis Shammai would say there's a neder and no nozirus. And that would mean, even if he says, the point is, we said before, the Rosh says that we're talking about, we ask him and to clarify what he meant, but even if he doesn't clarify, even if he does clarify, even if he says that he meant Nezirus, nevertheless, the fact is, it wasn't a Loshen of Nezirus, because he used the word Minagrogris, and therefore the Nosim would say that even Beshama would say there's only a Neder, and not Nazir. We would reinterpret his word, Nazir, to mean that he's separated from them. And now, if we understand the machlokas this way, then how do we relate it to the Tanoim that we said before? Bes Shammai could have Yehuda, Bes Silo could have Shimon. So now Bes Shammai would be going like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda's version of Bes Shammai in our Mishnah, and Bes Silo would be going like Rabbi Shimon that we said about when a person says a mincha of barley flour, that we ignore what he's saying completely. Shleis Nadiv, Kederach Nadvin, and the same way Bes Silo would say there's nothing over here at all. Neither Nezirus that will be also in wine and whatnot, nor even a neder that he's going to be also in figs. Now, since we mentioned this statement of Rab Shimon about a mincha from barley flour, let's go into more detail about that. Like Moses Tnan Hossam, we learned over there a Mishnah in Menachos. If a person says Harei Alai Mincha Lahavi Min Asa'odim, a person says I obligate myself to bring a mincha which I'm going to bring from barley flour, Yavi Min Achitim. So instead, he has to bring, according to the Tanakhama, he has to bring from wheat, because there's no such thing as a minchas nedava. There's only two kinds of menachas that come from barley flour, the mincha of the soita and the mincha of the omer, and neither of those are neder nedava. Neither of those you bring voluntarily. So therefore, so the Tanakhama says that we have to ignore what he said, minas sa'odim, and he has to bring minachit. Similarly, if he says kemach, if he says I'm going to bring plain flour, yavi solas, he has to bring fine flour, which is the kind that you're supposed to use for menachas. Again, there's only one kind of mincha that's ever brought from plain flour, and that is the mincha of a soita. But again, he always talking about minchas nedava, so therefore it has to be fine flour like all of them.
It's soda.
No, well, in the case of a soita, it's barley flour. Oh. They grind up the barley. The difference is, in other words, No, a regular mincha that a person brings by itself, or that a person brings together with a korban, minchas nesachim or whatever, is fine flour mixed with oil, fine wheat flour mixed with oil. Agav, by the way, you know, you hear the term fine flour, usually you would think, and this is how I always used to think, it means like really finely ground, like powdery. On the contrary, actually, Mishnah and Menachos tells us that on the contrary, you bring flour for a korban, or the gizborim, the treasurers of the Bismikdash, are buying flour that the Bismikdash is going to use. The gizbor sticks his hand in there, and if any flour dust sticks to his hand, then we tell the vendor you have to sift that out. So you have actually what it means, and you have in Pirkei Avos also, you have the line in Pirkei Avos, Shemitzias as a kemach kelet as a service. They have a kind of good Talmud who he's able to get rid of the extraneous, unnecessary things and focus on the important. What it is, in other words, solus, fine flour, is more like the consistency of like you have, they sell in the stores semolina or things like that, or a kind of very coarsely ground flour. That is what the Torah means by solus. Then there's the powdery stuff that you usually think of as flour that you make challah with or whatever. That's what's called kemach. So you have the Mishnah. So it's flipped, exactly, yeah. So the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in other words, describing, you would be taking a mixture of solus and kemach, a mixture of the coarser stuff and the finer stuff, and put it in a sieve. The finer stuff is going to fall through. The coarser stuff is going to be left in the sieve, and that's what you're going to use for menachas. So therefore, a good Talmud is like that. He hears a lot of different things in Torah, but he knows how to set aside the things that are the details that are less important and focus on the important details. So here it's the same kind of thing. So here, a person said,
more expensive.
What?
The thicker stuff is
more expensive, apparently, yeah.
You'd think the opposite.
You would think the opposite, but apparently not. I guess better quality, I don't know. Anyway, the point is, so now again, a person said, I'm going to bring a mincha from kemach, which is the finer stuff, powdery stuff, no good. You can't use that for menachas. So therefore, he has to instead bring solus. Another example, the Mishnah continues, shaloi b'shemen levoina. If he says, I'm obligating myself to bring a mincha without oil and without levoina, the frankincense, the spice that's scattered on top of it, no good. You'll be b'shemen levoina. He has to bring it with oil and levoina, because that's how a minchas nedava comes. Chatzi isorin, and if he says I pledge to bring a half isorin, yavi isorin shalom. He has to bring a full isorin, because that's the menachas have to be in whole units of esroes. Isoran and Mechze, and if he says 1.5 Isoran, Yavi Shnayim, he has to bring 2 Esroinim because you can't have fractional Esroinim. You have to have a full number of Esroinim. Reb Shimon Poter, in all these cases, Reb Shimon says that he's Poter, and he doesn't have to bring a mincha at all, Shalei Snadav Kedera Chamis Nadvin, because he didn't make the net, he didn't make the Nadava in the normal way that a Nadava is done, because none of these things are, or none of these things are the way a mincha is supposed to be brought. The Gemara talks over there about why the Mishnah had to mention so many different scenarios, but anyway, the point is that, so let's analyze this machloikas of Reb Meir, of Reb Shimon and the Chacham. So man tana de ki omar harela mincha min ha-sa'urim yovim min ha-chitim. So now let's relate that back to the machlokes in our Mishnah, v'schama v'sil, all about Nazirus. So which tana would agree with this point of the Tanakama, that even though he said barley, he still has to bring wheat, that we ignore the part that he said barley and focus on the part that he said and focus on the part that he's going to be, that he's going to be doing wheat. So omar chizkiya, so Chizkiya says, you should know, this is actually subject to a machloikas. That Mishnah in Menachos would be only according to Beis Shammai. Because how do we work that? Lav Amri Beis Shammai ki Amri min Agrogus min Advela Haben Nazir. Didn't Beis Shammai say in our Mishnah that even though a person said just min Agrogus min Advela, which is not a valid kind of Nazirus, nevertheless we ignore that and we say that he's a Nazir. Hochinami, the same way Chizkiya says, Ki yom min ha-sa'urin, mei v'nachetim. The same way he says from barley, we make him bring from wheat. Because he means to actually obligate himself in a proper mincha. So there is some discussion about that. I mean, we said before, Bishamai's reasoning is based on the idea that once he made Nazirus, then he can't change his mind because in Sha'ilab and Nazirus. So in that case, so that would apply when you actually makdish something, but when you say Harei Alai Mincha, you're not yet obligating yourself. I mean, you're obligating yourself in a mincha, but you haven't set aside a particular batch of flour yet that you're going to use for the mincha. So that's not Sha'ila Behekdish. So why should we assume that Bishamai says that you can't be Matu Neder about that?
If you say Harelai Damim, you're not being Matish a specific coin.
That's fine. Before we didn't say that Bishamai would say that when you say you said Erech Kli Olai. The question is, what does Erech Kli mean? Does it have any meaning or does it mean Damim instead?
Yeah, but that wouldn't count, like to trigger like in Sha'ila Behekdish.
Before we weren't even talking about the matter of She'ela Behekdesh. We're just saying Einon Amotzi Dvorav Vavatala. We ended up saying, remember, we needed two reasons to explain.
If I say I'm going to give an animal to Hekdesh or $10.
Right. So that's not considered Ein She'ela Behekdesh. Ein She'ela Behekdesh, but Shama would say when you have an actual object that you said is Hekdesh and now you want to change your mind.
It's counterintuitive.
Yeah. Bishamai knows there is such a thing as Hataras Nedarim. They're just saying that once you made something hektish, so we're going to have later on in the Masechta a discussion of that point, that Bishamai learns once you have an object was made hektish, then you can't change your mind about it. But you didn't actually make any object hektish yet. Anyway, the point is that sort of Akiva Eger, in fact, on the side of the Gemara, and Gilian Ashas asked the question. I mean, 1 second, the Shammai is saying the Ein Sheila Behekdesh. So fine, by Harini Nozer, then he himself becomes Kaddish. If he says Harei Alai Mincha, he hasn't been Makdish anything yet. So he accepted that he's going to bring a Mincha. So at that point, it should just be considered a plain Neder. So why are we saying that Bishamai would? So why is Chizkiya understanding that Bishamai would say that now we actually obligate him to bring a regular mincha? So what it is later on in the Masechta when we talk about that Bishamai says hektish, Petorus is hektish. Bishamai learns it from a Tmura. Now, what you have is you have the Gemara discusses over there something called soif hektish and tchilas hektish. You have the beginning when you made the original animal hektish, and then you have when you make the tmura hektish. So Beis Shammai actually would say, now we're going to say that now we're going to understand Beis Shammai differently than we did before. Now, in fact, we're going to say that yes, Beis Shammai would say not only when he actually makes an object, Kaddish, Hekdish, that he can't change his mind, but even when he just obligated himself that he's going to, then already Beis Shammai would say that's out of the category of being Matu Neder. That's the base mayor gives a the base mayor gives an answer on that. Okay. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara. So again, Chizkiah says that Mishnah in Menachos would be only according to Beis Shammai. So Lav Amri Beis Shammai ki Amri Min Agrogerus Min Advela have a Nozer. Didn't Beis Shammai say that if he says Min Agrogerus Min Advela makes him a Nozer? Hochinami, the same thing over here. Ki Amri Min Asa'urin, when he says I'm going to bring a Mincha from barley, maybe Min Achitim, then we obligate him to bring from wheat because we still hold him to his Neder and we say there's no such thing as a Mincha from barley and therefore it has to be wheat. On the other hand, Rabbi Yochanan, who was a Talmud of Chizkiyah, we often find in Shas that Rabbi Yochanan argues with Chizkiyah, you could even say that Mishnah in Menachos is according to everybody, which of course we prefer to say, because then that way it's a Stam Mishnah, and Halacha is like it. But Omer, we're talking about that the person says, in the case of the Mincha, Ilu hayisi yadeya she'en nodrin kach, if I had known that you can't make a neder like that, then I would not have made the neder saying like that. I would have said like this. So we tell him, Rabbi Yid, there's no such thing as a mincha from barley. Oh, I didn't realize that. Then I would have said, I'm bringing a mincha from wheat. And so forth. So in that case, even Bess Hillel is going to agree then that he has to bring a mincha of wheat. But when he says Hirini Nozim and Agrogris, everybody knows there's no such thing as a Nozim from Grogris. So therefore, it can't have been a mistake. It must be that so Basila would say that the Nizidos is not Chal. Either we would say that it's a meaningless statement, either we would say not like a mayor, we would say that a person might be Motzi Dvarav Vatala. Or we would say, again, like we said before, that he said his Neder and then that he said his Nizidos and then he changed his mind. And then Basila would say that would be valid because Neder or Pisfayim. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara continues, so here's a further point that Chizkiah says. The Mishnah there in Menachos is only talking about the case, and you only have the Machloikas, the Chacham and Reb Shimon, if he says that I'm going to bring a Mincha from barley, where at least it's true, you can't bring a Minchas Nedava from barley, but there do exist Menachos made out of barley, the Soita and the Oim. Avol, but if you were to say, I'm going to bring a mincha from lentil flour, where there's no such thing as a mincha from lentil flour, then he wouldn't bring anything, even according to the Tanakh. Because in other words, it's impossible to make such a mistake. Everybody should know that there's no such thing as a mincha from lentil flour at all. So the Gemara asks, Mechti Chizkiah Kaman Mukim Lon Masnissin Kibes Shammai. Well, let's consider, why is Chizkiah saying that? He just explained that Mishnah and Menachos is according to Beis Shammai. Now let's consider, lentils to a mincha is as grogris to a nozer. There's no such thing as a mincha of lentils. There's no such thing as a nozer from grogris. And still in our Mishnah, Beis Shammai says that he's a nozer, and we ignore the min ha-grogris part. So why is Chizkiah saying that in the Mishnah over there, we're not ignoring the min ha-doshim part, and we say that in fact there's no mincha, there's no neder of a mincha at all. The answer is that Chizkiah changed his mind on his first statement. So he, before he was saying the Mishnah and Menachos according to Beis Shammai, now he changed his mind and agreed with Rabbi Yochanan that it's according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And now Chizkiah is saying, now even within that, Beis Hillel is only going to require him to bring a mincha only if he said Minas Odin, but not if he said Min HaAdashim. So the Gemara says, my hoder bay. So why did Chizkiah change his mind? What didn't he like about his first explanation? So Rava says, because he found the Mishnah difficult, so the Loshon of the Mishnah would be difficult if we understand that it's like Beis Shammai. My area, the Tani Minas Odom. Taka, why would the Mishnah use the word Minas Odom? Listen, Minas Adashim. In fact, it should use the word Minas Adashim, and that would be the bigger Chiddush. And we would say, if it was according to Beis Shammai, that just like Beis Shammai says by Nozir Minas Grogris, the same way they would say by Mincha Minas Adashim. Ella, Sova Chizkiah. So therefore, Chizkiah figures that no. Ki Ka'amri Beis Shammai Hosam Kirab Yehuda. When Beis Shammai over there is only talking according to Beis Shammai is saying over there that not over there but really over here in all Gemara. This Gemara is also in Menachos almost word for word. So over there the word Hosam is appropriate for all Gemara. Chizkiah is going to understand Beis Shammai in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda that again, Harini knows him in a grogris, means that he has a neder against it. So the Mishnah and Menachos would also be going like that. That even though he said Harini knows him in a grogris, we say there can't be a nezirus from grogris, but there can be a neder from grogris, and therefore that's what we hold him to. The same way he says Harei Elam Mincha Min Asorim, because there are Menachos that come from barley. So therefore, we can hold them to wheat. But it's true that if we were to say Min HaDashim, nothing would happen. And that's why the Mishnah over there doesn't say Min HaDashim. So that's what caused Chizkiah to change his mind and say that the Mishnah over there cannot be exclusively like this Shammai. So that's it. So Chizkiah changed his mind. Now he agrees with Rabbi Yochanan that the Mishnah over there is according to both Bes Shammai and Bes Hillel. But he's saying that's why, therefore, if it's Min HaDashim, then Bes Shammai would have to agree that there's no Mincha. The Machloikas is only Min HaSa'orim, and the Machloikas is whether we follow Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Bes Shammai and our Mishnah or not. Do we say that he's Chayiv in a Neder? In that case, we're going to make him Chayiv in a Mincha, because there is such a thing as a Mincha from Groger, there is such a thing as a Mincha from Barley, even though it's not a Minchas Nedava, and the same thing, there is such a thing as a Neder from Grogers. The Gemara continues, though, for Rabbi Yochanan afilu min ha'adashim. Now, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees again with Chizkiah and says, no, the case of the Mishnah over there in Menachos would be the same thing, even if he said, I'm going to bring a mincha from lentils. Even though there's no such thing as a mincha from lentils at all, nevertheless, we'd still hold him to bring a mincha of wheat flour. Again, the question is, didn't Rabbi Yochanan understand that Mishnah in Menachos to be saying where we ask him, and we say, don't you know there's no such mincha? And he says, oh, well, then I would have said the mincha differently. But everybody knows there's no mincha from lentils. So how can we have mela when he does from barley? We can say, did you realize you thought that a soita and the omer are brought from barley? So maybe you thought that you can bring barley menachas at other times, and we have to inform you that not. But everybody knows there's no mincha from lentils. So why would Rabbi Yochanan say that? And the answer is Ledvarav de Chizkiah, who don't come out. Rabbi Yochanan's explanation now is within Chizkiah, he's saying, according to Chizkiah's opinion. He's saying, at my time of Kahadrakbach, why did you, Chizkiah, change your mind? Mishum de la Katani min ha'adashim. You're saying because the Mishnah did not mention lentils, and therefore you're saying if it was according to Bes Shammai, it should have said lentils, and that would have been a bigger Chiddush. The answer is maybe on the contrary, maybe the Mishnah is saying one of these needless to say things. Needless to say, if he says that I plan to bring a mincha from lentils, the maisi mincha malisa, no question then we require him to bring a full-fledged mincha, the ikal mema mihaderhu dahodube, because we could say that he was trying to change his mind, utfois loshen rishon, and we could say, now before we had Rabbi Yossi that said, b'gmar dvar of adam nitvas, but on the other hand, we do have an opinion that says that tfois loshen rishon, you go according to the first loshen. Because again, this is the second part contradicts the first part, and you have an opinion that says that then you follow the first part. So if he says minas sa'odim, since it contradicts each other, then you could say that you ignore the adoshin part altogether. So there's less of a chiddush in that. Ela ki omer minas sa'odim, but you could argue that if he says from barley, vadai dehoch karmar, maybe in fact he means exactly that. He really does mean that he wants to bring a mincha from barley, because he's under the impression that you could, given that after all, there are menachas from barley. E kodcha kamincha sa'omer, oi kamincha soita tikdosh. He may figure if my korban is able to become kodosh like the mincha sa'omer, or like the mincha soita good, eloi loi, and if not, then not, then I don't want to accept on myself anything at all. Kamash malon, de maisim in achitim. And nevertheless, the Mishnah is telling us that he has to bring from wheat. Because we say that, because we tell him the fact is there's no such mincha from barley, and therefore we have to hold him, to something. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying, on the contrary, that Mishnah, there's a bigger chiddush in saying barley, and saying that Mishnah is like Bes Shammai. In other words, if you, Chizkiah, are going to say that the Mishnah over there is like Bes Shammai, then there's actually a bigger chiddush in mentioning Sa'urim, and in mentioning barley, than there is in mentioning lentils. But in fact, Rabbi Yochanan says, I myself hold, never mind that, the Mishnah over there is according to both Bes Shammai and Bes Hillel, and the reason why you hold him to bringing a mincha is something else, because we're talking about where he says that I would have made my neder different. Everyone.